time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, shit, I put that on the Bible. I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Legs spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go.
What's the deal? Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. Make sure you share, like, subscribe to the channel. You already know what's going on. And to the people who don't, welcome to the Viralist side. As always, I got my co-host in the building.
Yeah. LBC Messiah, we finna lead the way, man. This shit is regular now.
We here to wake the sheep that sleep. Put your tinfoil hat on. We got a returning guest. Fan favorite. We got Mr. Schulte in the building. What's the word?
Man, shit. Happy to be here again, baby. Let's go. Let's get it cracking.
Man, what's going on, man? What's the deal? It's a lot going on in the news right now. Facts. It's a lot of childhoods finna be ruined, it seems, with this Diddy stuff. Like, this is an ongoing thing. It's going to be ongoing for a while, as long as this trial goes on. But the rumor mill is a lot of your favorite rappers is on these tapes. So my question to y'all is, can you separate the man from the music? If your favorite rapper pops up on this tape, hold on. If your favorite rapper pops up on this tape and there's any type of zestiness in his background or he get exposed, are you still able to look at him the same, view him the same, and still listen to his music?
We really should be asking you this fucking question. But
ask me the question, nigga. No, I'm
not saying that. I'm saying that because you know our takes on that. So for me, I'm gonna be very, very disappointed. But I have no way to separate it. The type of classic music they didn't put out, I have to separate. There's no way that the music that we grew up on, I cannot listen to again. Like, that's what I'm still rocking right now. So to see here and go against, like, I ain't putting nothing on. My mans from Nas to certain people from Jay to, you know, I'm with the Locks, I'm with DMX, and I know for sure X ain't got nothing going on, and Jada and them's just certain people, man. It's too many rappers to name that we grew up on, from going to Sam Goody and buying them CDs and Proud to Pay, and in that extent, no. You know what I mean? I pray to God that ain't none of them gonna show up in none of this Diddy stuff. It's a lot of people that went to them Diddy parties. There's a lot of people that left early, and I pray that them niggas is not falling under that, because it's been an illusion, and now I understand now with the Holly Weird shit.
Well, I think you can separate the man from the music. I'm not gonna put no man above like a higher superior. I'm not gonna have no build up this image of a man that's perfect. You know, if they go be part of that Diddy party, man, that's their lifestyle. I'm bumping the music because it resort to my soul, resonate with my soul, it gets me going, so I can separate. Just like if you love your favorite actor, if they do a terrible movie, you're not gonna stop liking the actor. He just had a bum movie, or if he did something off script, that's on him. But I still enjoy his job or what he does. So I mean, yeah, I can separate it.
Do we count most of these rappers? It was a lot of fake rappers still before they portrayed certain angles, yeah. But the ones that we really resonate, we felt like they really lived what we was living. That's why, for me, it felt like you really resonated, like you understood me. You knew, I didn't have to meet you, but you knew what I was going through. You spoke for people like me that was going through the struggle or going through a lot of different things. So that's what helped me in so many regards, of supporting you. I know the difference between a Boosie versus one of these other rappers that I don't fuck with. So it's like, if I seen Boosie on another line where a lot of things came out in this day and age, I would be disappointed.
Bro, compare a bad movie to a nigga getting banged on a on a
I'm just saying, no. What I'm saying is,
no, he said, you can. So he basically said, now he's getting out to the point where, like, you got to treat these niggas like actors.
Yeah.
So it's to the point, but I don't treat them like actors. We know they're going for the scene, but most of these rappers that we grew up with was really portraying the image like, this is their lifestyle. Like, this is what I live.
Social media has made it where we feel so connected to these people that when we were growing up, that shit didn't exist. So our superheroes, like the people that we looked up to, we didn't know their lifestyle outside of the music and what they showed on camera.
They wasn't necessarily superheroes, but they spoke for people like us. They wasn't necessarily
well, we looked up to them.
Yeah. They was low-key superheroes. Who? Early 90s. Niggas were superheroes.
Pac was, yeah,
niggas.
I mean,
who was
yeah.
Pac wasn't even, well, for y'all, Pac wasn't my generation.
Pac, DMX, Jada. Man. I mean, shit, your favorite rapper before the internet,
yeah,
you looked at him like, oh my God. Yeah, like, facts. You feel me? Like, he speaks for, not only that he speaks for me, like, I look up to this nigga. Yeah. Like, I'm emulating from Cam with the Dipset and the swag. Like, you know how many little niggas they influenced? They whole childhood. So to have those type of memories and to now just say you scrolling Twitter and you come across Cam doing some wild zesty shit on a Diddy tape. Not to even throw Cam name in there, but just any of your favorite rapper that you grew up damn near idolizing, like, whoa, what the fuck? This nigga is bent over in an orgy with you know, they throwing Trey Songz name in there. I mean, God forbid, Blasphemous, they throwing Nas name in there. Like, you really playing with Nas? Like, and fans, y'all got to stop doing that, too. Stop throwing niggas of the caliber like Nas in these rumors with no facts. Y'all putting unnecessary smut on our heroes, on people that represent our culture who did it at the highest art form, who deserve the top level of respect. Stop playing with niggas' names like that. Everything in the game, y'all niggas is crazy, for real. If there's no facts behind it, stop even throwing niggas' names in the rumor mill. Oh, I heard such and such. Like, who the fuck you heard that from? You ain't in the industry. You ain't been to none of them parties. But, man, I would be devastated. Childhood would be damn near ruined. I would not be able to look at them the same. I ain't homophobic or none of that, but it's just like, damn. I kept you in such a high regard. So for you to, it's like, God damn,
see,
bro.
See, I never. Well, maybe.
It's like, fuck, bro. It's like finding out Superman can't really fly or something.
Nah,
like,
but maybe this is different for me because I never looked at them like superheroes. You had the superheroes, you know what I mean? None of the superheroes was ever black. I never looked at these niggas like superheroes. I looked at them niggas as like you said, inspiration or to a different extent. I never looked at them like you say, even if you emulating certain things, you emulate certain big homies when you a kid, you emulate certain things when it come to gang culture because of the persona and how they live. So when these rappers spoke things that we lived, that resonated with us to fuck with them more. And the ones that didn't, we just let them do what they do. And I think it's at a point now where social media is exposing so many sides of people, but it's like that doesn't take away from the parts of that resonated with us that they live. Yes, I will have to look at that person different. Yes, but I will still... It's hard for me not to say I won't listen to an R. Kelly song if it come on, my nigga. Most people be in the club right now, if they play Bump and Grind in a song with R. Kelly in the fucking club or somewhere, 9 times out of 10, majority of them people going to be bumping and grinding.
But this
gonna,
the thing
they're
with
not
going to
be separating that shit.
This is the difference with R. Kelly. Even though what he did is considered wrong, in some states what he did, it wasn't wrong.
Nah,
it's
fuck
legal.
That.
No, no, what I'm saying, in some states, it's legal. In some countries... It's legal. It's not frowned upon. In some cultures, it's legal. It's not frowned upon.
In our state, what are we looking
still,
at it like?
And he still, it still was a female at the end of the day. We're talking about homosexual activity, man on man. We talking about some abomination type shit. We ain't just talking about, oh, she was 17, but she really looked 27. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
and if
bro.
you go to this state, legal age is 16. They wouldn't even bat an eye.
What I'm looking at, it don't make no fucking difference. If you a pedophile... You fucking with trannies. If you rat,
you
all in the same fucking boat to me.
I disagree with you on that.
I don't care. Y'all can say what you fuck you want. Nigga, you fucking with a little ass kid. Nigga, come fuck with one of y'all daughters or something. Nigga, you're going to be in the same boat. The same.
No, I think it's a different. No, I'm saying 17 is a different name. It's not. In our community, it's a pedophile. But the official name of what they labeled as is something else.
In what state? In the U.S., right?
Pedophile is like little kids, like babies type shit.
No.
Like, 10,
bro,
11.
There's no running away from that. If you're 30-something, fucking with anything under 18, you're a pedophile. You go to the fucking county jail today, it don't fucking matter. Niggas ain't finna be trying to discriminate. Niggas
course,
ain't finna do nothing.
Of course, in the culture, of course.
In the U.S., we're speaking from our perspective. We're not speaking about these other countries that don't exist to us, that we don't know shit about.
So I'm gonna just say this.
This is what I'm saying, though. A rat, you're gonna be the same fucking thing when you hit the county jail. Let me see your paperwork. It does not matter. Not even just the county jail. Majority of people with morals, you're still gonna look at that way. You can look at it different.
I don't know, these rats is getting famous out here.
Nah, they is, but I'm just saying,
PC's the new game.
I'm not speaking for them. I'm speaking for the moral compass that we come from. So if we come from that, we're gonna look at this person as, at least me, let me not say everybody else, in my opinion, a rat, a pedophile, a snitch, all this other shit is still in the same fucking boat. You're gonna get the same treatment that you would get. If a nigga come fuck with one of y'all daughters, he's going to get the same treatment that he would as a rat, to me. And
I don't know, to me, opinion. I look at a pedophile worse than a rat.
They're all in the same boat.
So, no, they're in the same category. Yeah. You go into the same yard.
It's levels to it.
But a pedophile is worse than a rat to me.
So I do believe it's levels to it. And as far as what you were saying, I agree with you as far as like grouping them together. But the way society now has created, being gay is no longer like frowned upon. Do I associate with my friends like that? I think I would look at, if my homeboys was in that Diddy party, I don't know if I can be friends with them. So with the artists, I think I can separate the artists from their personal lifestyle because I'm not friends with them. You know what I'm saying? Because then if my homeboy was in the closet on a down low, and that they was hiding their sexuality doing what they was doing with Diddy, I think that'd be a disappointment because it's like you lying who you are. You suppressing who you are. Now, with the rat shit, somebody snitching, that go against all codes because, you know, if you're doing a crime and then you choose to snitch on somebody to get yourself less time. Then
nigga, you suppressed who you was. If you a fucking
you suppress who you are.
You suppressed who you was, but you did
some coward shit to get out, to swindle yourself. You can't swindle yourself out of homosexuality. That shit is in you. You, much as you fight that urge, you can't swindle that. You can swindle being a rat. You can just have morals and just not snitch.
How many real niggas we thought had morals that started telling, nigga? Them niggas suppressed who they was because they knew deep down in their fucking heart when they got in that situation, they would fold. A lot of these niggas is weirdos, and when they get in them situations, they be weird, nigga. The same way these niggas get money or get a deal and turn weird, nigga. They were suppressing that. They would do anything for the fucking bag. You could say this nigga wasn't gay before. I knew this nigga from the streets. And then when that bag came and told Cut to do some weird shit, that nigga
that's who he truly was.
He turned into a weirdo, nigga.
That's who he truly
because
was.
Because the money don't change that shit if you really standing on morals and principles. It's no different.
Okay, that was the word I was looking for. Hemophilia is the attraction to teenagers, 15 to 19. So that's where R. Kelly would be labeled, in the hemophilia category, because it wasn't like he was fucking 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, and I ain't excusing nothing he did. I just know terms, and I know words, and I know definitions, and in our community, the streets, he's a pedophile. But realistically, okay, she was 17. What's the difference between 17 and 18?
Physically nothing.
Mentally nothing. By the time, from 17 to 18, that's going to be the same person. So,
they finna kill you.
Nah, I don't care if they going to kill me. You can kill me.
Well, you can say 17 to 19. You can't drink. You can't do anything.
Y'all can say what y'all want. It's 16-year-olds with bodies like grown women.
No, we're not saying that.
This is what I'm getting at.
I know.
We're only saying, okay, it was wrong because by the law of the land that we live in, that's wrong. So, we was taught that's wrong. 18 is cool. But from a logical standpoint, from 17 to 18, you could still be a senior in high school.
Okay.
You're the same person. And you still wrong.
And you can make that point, but it's niggas that feel like as soon as the moment a little girl get her period, they're old enough to have sexual relations. So you could digest what you want from 17 to 18, but what's different from that pedophile that's digesting from 13 to 14?
Because a pedophile, they go after certain age groups. That's what I'm saying.
What do you think? From 17 to 18 is what I'm saying. It's the same thing. They're viewing it. You're just viewing it from a different year point, Stan. They're viewing it as you're grown. Viewing it as 17, you might be old enough. They're viewing it as 14, you might be old enough.
Okay, I don't care how they're viewing it. I'm saying if it's a dude, let's say R. Kelly, and the law is 18, he's been watching her since she was 16. Really wanted to get at her from 16, but he waited till she was 18. People gonna say he's a predator. Like, who married his girl at 19, but he met her at 16? Marcus Houston.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He didn't marry her till she was 19, but they physically met at 16. So he's still getting labeled as a pedo. You preyed on her from 16 to 19, even though he waited. What I'm saying. It's weird.
So did R. Kelly wait?
No, he didn't wait.
It didn't matter. He was fucking with her when she was 17. It don't matter. If you waited, it's nothing really they can say about Marcus Houston. They can say what they want, but if she was 19, she was 19. But what I'm saying is, if a nigga met a bitch when she was 14, excuse me, if a nigga met a little girl when she was 14 and waited until she was 18, you're still a predator. Nigga, you preyed on your own proneness. You waited until this motherfucker groomed and got to where you got. It don't matter. According to what we agree on, 17 is not that.
This is what I'm saying. People are still able to listen to R. Kelly because the girl was 17. The girl
No, they don't care about that.
If R. Kelly got convicted of a three-year-old, sleeping with a three-year-old, I don't think no one would still be listening to his music.
I said a period, though.
No, but listen to what this is what I'm saying. Some girls is hitting period. People are separating the man from the music because of that. The age that
they don't care about
that.
They care about the music he made that made them feel good.
What I'm saying is they wouldn't give a fuck about the music making them feel good if he was raping babies and shit.
They don't care. If he made
who don't care?
The people, they don't care that.
You telling me if R. Kelly got convicted of, damn, he had five-year-olds in his basement. People would be like, man, hey, I'm separating marriage from the music.
Nah, but you see what he doing? He going to the extreme the same way we be doing with these females. When they go to the extreme about certain stuff.
That's not the extreme, I'm saying. That's
the extreme is a 3- and 5-year-old. Yes, that is extreme.
That's a fucking pedophile.
And a nigga raping a 14-year-old girl is a pedophile. If a nigga fucking with a girl 15, 16, 17, according to the law, is a pedophile.
Both of them is wrong, but I understand. If it's,
I understand
if it's
what
a,
he's saying.
A
yes,
child,
he's
a nigga's going to be more enraged with a child because that child is innocent. You know what I'm saying? A teenager, they still going to be upset about it.
A 17-year-old can't be innocent?
No, a 17-year-old can't be innocent, but what? Because we... They're because, so close,
no,
they're so close
because,
to being 18,
no,
it's kind of like...
Because y'all agreeing in... It's rationalizing it to the point where it's like, nah, it might be cool. She wasn't that old.
Nah,
she was
we're not
enough.
Saying it's cool. This is the only reason people are still saying.
People will still not
people are
shit.
Saying, this is wrong, but I can still listen to his music because in their mind, they can justify and rationalize.
Bro.
Well, you know what? I was 17, and they do be acting grown.
How old was the girl when
they
he made
it?
How old was Spark. The girl? How old was the girl when I'm going to piss on you?
Yeah, that was she was like 15. She was like 15.
She was like 15, 16 or something, nigga. And I remember that because
I was like, all right.
I was in like middle school or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She was
and
like,
my,
all right.
I remember my sister had the tape. But on the set, it didn't matter. Niggas still accepted R. Kelly. They still accept him. All that shit that Michael Jackson went through with the kids. Niggas is never finna stop listening to Michael Jackson.
He was innocent.
Let's be
though.
Did we know that? We didn't give a fuck. People didn't give a fuck if Michael Jackson was innocent or not. They thought the nigga was a pedophile and all that. Niggas didn't think he was innocent until he died. And that's a fact, nigga. Nobody thought they thought Michael Jackson played with kids, had the fucking amusement parks and
yeah.
all that
never
shit.
Land, yeah.
And then kind of find out now that he dead. Y'all crucified the man when he was alive, and now he's dead. And now we realize that Michael Jackson really cared about kids because his childhood was fucked up. But they didn't care. They thought he was a pedophile and all that. Nigga, they shit is still a sellout.
But that's the media, though. Once they put that label on you, it's kind of hard. It's
my
like that,
point is
it's that mob mentality.
My whole point is they wouldn't have separated him from his music. They would have still loved his music. This nigga's a pedophile. He's all that. All these niggas is coming out. These niggas still finna be. When if Diddy get, God forbid, Diddy, you get crucified today the same way Epstein did, nigga. You know how many Bad Boy songs they're going to be playing on the internet? That's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be playing all that shit from back in the day with Mace. They're going to be playing all Diddy songs, talking about how they fucked with him.
Craig,
they're going to crucify
all that,
right now. But I guarantee, let Diddy die today, God forbid.
If Diddy is on some Epstein level, ain't nobody playing his music.
They playing his music, nigga.
Ain't nobody playing
niggas
his,
don't even
nah,
speak of Epstein. Niggas don't even talk
music.
About niggas don't even care
yeah,
what he did.
Yeah, because he's not in our community. Niggas is only going to crucify niggas. And the
that's
media
true.
Is not... running Epstein stories around the clock like they are Diddy, putting it out in the minds of the people. People only pay attention to what's in front of them. And right now, what's in front of them is
it's
Diddy.
It's Diddy, yeah. Everything
when
he's
MJ
doing.
Had them allegations, was niggas still slapping him?
I don't know. I was young.
You was, young.
One, I was young, so I wasn't really paying attention to it. We just heard rumors and jokes.
I've been hearing rumors all my life.
Exactly, but there was no internet. There was no social media. There was no... campaigns around the clock that we
bro,
was paying attention
wasn't
to.
Wasn't that Michael Jackson that had the baby over the thing?
Yeah, he had
that
the son blanket. Yeah.
This was, and I was grown when that happened.
But that was his kid. He was just showing him to the crowd. What does that
I'm
even
just,
got to do with anything?
What I'm saying is certain allegations that did not matter what Michael Jackson did.
You saying he was so great that they looked
he
past
could
him.
Do no wrong. Yes, he did not matter.
It was allegations,
Michael Jackson's
though.
Funeral was so fucking packed to the point where it would have been bigger if they would have been able to sell more tickets. Like, it did not matter. The older people didn't care.
Diddy has tapes. This is different. So if this is on a videotape versus a rumor that they just saying, but we never seen proof, I think that's also different.
Bro,
so if it's a fucking tape that come out that's irrefutable, niggas is going to look at that different than a rumor them saying
Of course, that's to a point, but they seen tapes of him beating Cassie. Bitches still fuck with him. It did not matter.
He didn't fucking beat her.
Man, it doesn't matter what he did. He put hands on her. According to the people, he put hands on her. It don't matter.
So, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I hate that take.
I'm just saying that, but according to that, it did not matter. Diddy, that rolled over. They talked about him for a second. It did not matter. Diddy was still Diddy. This is why he was partying in Miami. They didn't stop nothing. Bitches was still coming. They don't care what he did. They don't care. If you got the bread and being whatever the fuck you was on, they don't care, cuz.
It's going to be a large portion that's not going
to care.
People
care to talk about it, but they don't care. They would still fuck with cuz.
It's going
to
be a large portion of people that care, that don't care, because that's just the way of the world. But I don't think he will be accepted by the masses still.
By who? Like, you just said it yourself. These niggas accept snitches.
Well, Mike Jack did.
These niggas accept rats back in the hood.
But this is what you got to understand. Most people was never really living by the code anyway.
So a majority of the world is not living by no code. They don't have the morals and principles that we think we stand on.
Sorry, y'all still go bump Diddy regardless right now?
I don't bump Diddy today.
Or any bad boy.
But if one of his songs come on for a certain song that I vibe with, that I liked it, I probably would still listen to it. This is why I had to really think about this shit, because, like I said, when it comes to Kells, he got bangers, cuz, that
he do.
I can't deny. He probably one of the damn near greatest in that hip-hop space. Not hip-hop, but the R&B.
R&B, yeah, he got that on.
He might be one of them, and I'm still going, if they play Kells right now in the club, niggas is going to vibe to it. Bro, they don't give a fuck what nobody said.
R. Kelly got convicted for a kid, not a teenager.
What kid? Is P. Diddy getting convicted for a 5-year-old?
They saying he had minors on his case. I don't know.
What's a minor?
This is the point I'm making, nigga. I'm trying to make the point. If R. Kelly got convicted of somebody like on some Epstein shit, I would never be able to listen to his music. I don't care how much it's banging.
Clarify that real quick. Epstein got convicted of 5-year-olds.
I don't know, viral.
I didn't know that.
You had R&B only.
Niggas be speaking without the facts. No, he had kids on his island that they were talking about. They were doing all type of inconceivable things.
Yeah.
Kids, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Little ass kids. Not a teenager. That's a thought. That we ought to have been to school
but we know.
That's already fucking grown niggas already. That's not the same fucking thing.
But everything we heard about these freak offs, have we ever heard of 5-year-old?
No.
Have we ever heard of anything?
I was making a fucking example saying if that was the case, I would not play his music, even if it came on. Because when I'm listening to this nigga, this is a nigga that did something to a 5-year-old or something like that. Man, this whole video going to be demonetized.
Okay, if they wasn't, if these was grown-ass men and you hearing, I don't want to say, I'm even going to say his name, but certain rappers that we grew up on that was on some weird shit, is you done listening to their music? Nigga, that's someone saying Crip. They talk about Meek right now. He's whatever they present him to be.
How much Meek is in your playlist since the rumors came out?
How much Meek streams is running? Let me say what I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is Dream Chaser 1, Dream Chaser 2, Dream Chaser 3 is still going to get slapped. It is what it is. I'm able, like I said, I have to think about this shit. I'm able to separate that. Now, it might fuck with me a little bit in my mind, like, damn, Meek, you and I like that, but Dream Chasers was bangers, cuz. Certain shit that I hear is gonna put me in a space. If they came out right now with DMX, nigga, saying, cuz, they had a video on, cuz, you done listening to X?
This is how I know you full of shit. You listening to Gunna right now?
I never listened to Gunna, nigga. So I ain't full of shit. I never listened to Gunna
ever in my life. What I'm saying.
I listen to Lil Baby.
That's cool.
I don't know one Gunna
song. That's cool. But soon as Gunna come on, what's the first thing you say?
That fuck you mean. That shit was low key.
I don't know not one Gunna song, nigga.
No, I don't care.
He said, listen. Give me a rapper that I fuck with.
No, this is what I'm saying.
No, you won't rap. He's done. No. Yes, I know what you're saying.
Exactly. You won't even listen or try to even like a song strictly because he ratted. Because ratting is against your moral compass. So how in the fuck can you separate the man from the music that's a pedophile if you can't separate the man from the music that's a rat?
Man.
That don't even make no fucking sense.
You know what, CG? Tupac is my favorite rapper, and he had a sexual assault case on that chick. I ain't never once, when I bump his music, even think
never
about that
thought
shit.
About that.
That's what I'm saying.
Had a case. He did it.
He was found guilty.
It was not. Yeah, he got found, but nobody really believed Pac
did that
shit.
No, he got found guilty, though, bro.
Just like nobody believed Mike Tyson really did that shit.
He got found guilty,
but he got found guilty, though.
He got found guilty.
In the eyes of the world, he got found guilty.
Fuck the eyes of the world. You, being from the streets, who been in court, who know the
law and all that shit,
and you know the stats of how many women lying on niggas.
I do.
So in the back of your mind, you like, this bitch probably lied on that nigga.
But exactly. You didn't really think he because, did that. But shit. Let me tell you why. Because you choosing to believe that. You don't want your motherfucking hero nigga that you look up to yeah. to be looking at
so how you giving a nigga the benefit of the doubt. You giving the benefit of the doubt.
You're giving the benefit of the doubt, but he got found
she
guilty.
She got a train ran on her by a bunch of niggas.
It don't matter.
And she picked the most famous nigga out the group to say he did.
This is what I'm saying, though.
Niggas is like, come on. You can
say all that, but it's a possibility that he could have did it. But at the end of the day,
what's the odds?
At the end of the day, like you said, without video footage, it's easy to compromise that. It's easy to compromise that. What's the odds? We don't know. I don't believe Pac ever did no shit like that. To make that clear, but we know.
What I'm saying. A street nigga would say, "I can't listen to Gunner no more because he a rat." But then the same motherfuckers
these niggas listening
around,
to Cut though.
I know that.
A street nigga would say, "I wouldn't fuck with a snitch," but a snitch gonna look at me like, "Oh, he didn't tell on me. Hey, bro, you good? You didn't tell on me." These same street niggas.
So can you really separate the man from the music? Or are you gonna pick and choose what strikes a nerve on your moral compass the most?
If that's the case, you're picking and choosing with Pac.
Yeah,
he found.
How am I picking and choosing with Pac?
Because he's found guilty, but you don't believe that he did it.
Yeah,
you're
picking and choosing.
Yes, we are. Found guilty.
How the fuck is that picking and choosing? I'm looking at the facts of the case, so I'm viewing it.
How much of the case do we really know besides what they told us?
I looked up the facts of that shit, so I'm viewing that. If I was a juror on the case, if I was a juror on that case, and they walked in that courtroom and said, "Yeah, she was in here." Fucking and sucking on everybody. They all was doing drugs. All this was consensual. All of a sudden, you wake up. Oh, this is what happened to me. And it was Pop.
But see, you understand it because you
come from that. Guilty.
You
come from here.
But that's you.
But why?
Because we know how females.
Okay. We talking about Diddy. He could be doing the same shit. You come in there, he fighting you over, you getting faded, you passed out, and bitch wake up and say that, then what now? Is he guilty or not?
Who Diddy?
Yes.
If a female
this is what they're doing to Diddy right now.
This is the difference with Diddy. He has tapes. So
according to what though? We don't even know this yet.
This is what I'm getting at. Niggas need to see what's on the tapes because
if it was consensual or not.
Bro, the statistics of how many women lie about
rape,
physical assault. Lie about rape, lie about men being the father of their kids. Bro, the actual stats of how many women turn out to be liars, I have to damn near give niggas the benefit of the doubt
strictly
off the fact.
You know what's so more crazy?
Like, hold on. So your word versus his, okay, the last, out of 100 women, the last 75 fucking lied. So should I just blindly believe it? Or like, damn, something
going
on.
You gotta prove it.
Yeah, of course we can say all that, but... Your point make a lot of sense, but at the end of the day, it makes sense. But at the end of the day, people like R. Kelly is singing in the jails. These is hardcore criminals that know what he's guilty for. They don't give a fuck. But let a nigga come in there right now with paperwork. Nigga, we're not going to ask no questions. You go to jail today, and I don't know about no other states. You go to L.A. County, nigga. And nigga, read your paperwork. They're not going to consent if you was 17, if you was 5, if you was 10, if you was 3.
Yeah, they ain't
nigga, you're
difference.
Done, nigga. That's what it's going to be. It's not going to be, hey, you're R. Kelly. You're nigga this, you're that. Nigga, no, nigga. We're going to fuck you over without no questions. And you could have been 17 and the nigga could have been 18. Niggas don't give a fuck.
Statutory, and can we touch on that? Statutory shit is tricky because you, the kid, you can be 16, she can be 16, and if the parents of that daughter choose to press charges, he can get the statutory charges put on him.
You mean like he?
The
18
whole point
and
I'm
16?
Saying. The whole point
no,
I'm saying.
No, if the kid is still, if they say they both 16.
Let me look up the law.
Real this, talk. If they both 16. That's still underage sex, and they can push that on it.
I didn't know none of that, but
that's crazy. Let me look up the law before we go on here sounding crazy.
Nah, that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, it don't matter. It don't matter at the end of the day. Far as I'm looking at it. I'm trying to take myself out of my own morals and principles that the world don't stand on. These people, well, we got 10% or whatever the case is, percentage of gang members that follow street codes. A lot of these niggas don't even follow the code to a T. So what I'm saying is the outside looking in, this is why they still fuck with niggas like Wanna, whatever the fuck his name is, and certain niggas. That they still fuck with. It don't matter. They don't care. They separate themselves from these niggas telling. They separate themselves from these niggas being pedophiles. It's fun and games right now. Why Diddy going through the fire? People love to put a nigga through a fire
I
when you going through something.
Yeah,
they
the
love to put a nigga
on.
Down. Nigga, let Diddy die today. Nigga, that's on Insane Crip. You going to see a lot of fucking shit on social media, what we see, you here today, you gone tomorrow. They gonna be playing cuss songs.
It's a fad. It's gonna be a phase. Yeah,
they love to laugh at a nigga while you going through
the
shit.
The overall point I was getting at is separating the man from the music is all dependent on what he actually did. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. If you're gonna compare R. Kelly having sexual intercourse with a 17-year-old that her parents gave to him. Like, hey, you finna
this
get
ain't
a
the
deal.
First time Cut did that. Nigga.
I'm not saying that.
So
what
are we
saying
separating?
Is I'm not comparing that to Epstein. That's different.
I wasn't even talking about Epstein. You brought up Epstein. You said if
actually you brought up
no,
Epstein.
No, you said if he's on Epstein shit. You said
You said if Diddy was on some Epstein shit.
I didn't say that. I think that's so insane. We're gonna replay it.
I never brought up Epstein.
I talked strictly about Diddy.
No, nigga, you said if Diddy was on Epstein.
You said if he's on Epstein Island, he was doing this. And no. I said I didn't know about the 3-year-old, 5-year-old shit. I wasn't even thinking that with Diddy. I wasn't even thinking about no little ass kids.
But you brought up Epstein, and that's what the fuck he was doing. So why did you bring him up if you don't even know?
The only thing we brought up if Epstein, because him being in the same place, and if they was doing the same thing to Epstein that they did to him, which was killing Diddy off.
But I'm saying what
I never brought up. To like saying, oh, he fucked with kids like he did. I said
that was okay, but that's what I was saying.
We're gonna play it. Back.
I would not separate R. Kelly from the fucking music if he was on some Epstein shit.
Okay,
so you don't play all the R. Kelly songs now.
I don't even go. R. Kelly's not on my playlist. You can go to my Apple Music. He's not in the playlist. Do I know R. Kelly?
That don't mean the playlist. But
do
if
I know R. Kelly songs? Yes. Will I know the words? Will I naturally sing them because of muscle memory of growing up listening to his songs? Yes.
You going to naturally sing them? So if you're in a club somewhere, you're going to rock out to R. Kelly?
What you mean? Yeah, I'm going to rock out.
You're not separating it then. If that's the case, walk out the fucking building with R. Kelly. Come on.
This is the difference. This is what I'm saying. And I might be looking at it too fucking logical. Like I said, there's really no difference. If we want to be honest, you're the same fucking person. If she's 17 and turns 18 and on her 18th birthday, you take her out and you knock and you go smash. Nigga, you would have smashed when she was 17. There's no way you're not going
to
convince
me that you
would.
You just didn't want to go to jail.
You didn't want to go to jail. If the law says, you know what, it's not 18 no more, it's 15. Watch how many niggas who like, oh, R. Kelly is a pedophile. These niggas going to be pedophiles.
But this is the same point I just said. Most these niggas that be pedophiles don't care. They feel like the moment the woman has... The female has the period. She's old enough to have sex
with. So I see what you're saying on that, but I think what he's saying is...
I understand. No, because he's saying we all agree to the state and the U.S. agrees to...
I think niggas is on with that pedophile on that jacket.
It doesn't matter. The legality is 18. You're saying 17.
I'm not even saying the legality. No, fuck the legality.
Okay, 17.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, what you're saying... This is what I'm saying.
Explain to me logically how that makes sense.
Logically, 17, another person who's thinking about 17 could think about 16. Their bodies are not transformed.
Man, you can think about 30 and think about 16. That don't even make sense.
What you're saying ain't making sense then. Because you're saying 18 and 17.
Sure. Let me ask you.
No, this one.
Hold on, because he get the middleman. Tell me logically, anybody in the comments, anything. Mind you, disclaimer. We are not excusing R. Kelly. We're not excusing anybody who messes with underage women. I'm saying people would view R. Kelly differently if it was, say, a child under 10 versus a 17-year-old going on 18.
That's common sense, bro.
It's not common sense. You just sat here and said,
I said 16.
They wouldn't care.
I said separate.
You
never
said if you was on Epstein, no one would care.
I never said that. I said.
Oh my God!
I said
sure,
I never
you said or not.
This is what I said. I said I never knew about Epstein fucking with 3 and 5 year olds. He said,
I can't wait to replay the
footage. He said this is why. He said and he strictly said this is why we need to clarify certain shit. I never put Diddy as a 10 and under type of nigga.
I'm not saying we did.
I know, so I never brought that up. That's why what I'm saying.
When you brought Epstein's name up,
okay,
it's understood.
Replay it, man. Replay it.
It's understood.
Replay
Epstein was trafficking little ass kids. If you're not talking about that, don't even bring his name up. It don't make sense.
Replay. You brought him up when he...
But
when
what you about to say about the other... What you about to say? You were saying
what
me at 7.
He's trying to say 10. I say you went to extreme, just like you do with the bitches.
No.
That's that what I said,
you said that part. You
going
that
to
part.
Extreme about
but,
a 3-year-old,
but,
and we know we're not talking about that.
This is what I'm saying. People are saying, oh, R. Kelly a pedophile, this and that, because she's 17. I said, okay. Tell me what's logically. Give me a logical explanation. Let's take the law out. Let's go logics. The same girl, that 17 that he was with on that tape, turned 18 and he waited till she was 18. Tell me logically what is the difference between her at 17 and her at 18?
There's no, it's just one is he won't go to jail and the one he will go to jail. There's no difference between the 17 and 18-year-old man.
The difference is that at 18, she's old enough to... be whatever she's supposed to be.
How? You the same fucking person.
It don't matter.
Between 17 and 19.
So don't be mad at these old niggas when they fuck with 17-year-olds.
No, I'm not saying it's cool. So,
no,
I'm saying,
why are they cool then? That's what y'all saying. Nah, bro, y'all justifying. No, if you're
I'm
saying there's no difference, you're just...
No, what I'm saying, as a grown-ass man, there's no difference between a 17, 18, and 19-year-old. They're all little-ass girls. They still got the same
mindset. So what's different at 20?
I say even at 20, they still young.
So what's different at 21?
21 is way different.
Why is it way different? Because we say minds don't develop until 25.
Fully developed. It's different.
So what's
different? From 18, you're still in fucking high school.
Yeah.
At 21,
19, you can't because of these hoe bags now. Shit, we just talked about that.
At 21, you had a few years of real world experience. You done went and worked a job. You done had a few years in college. You might have your own apartment.
What's different though for...
Nigga, that's different.
But men don't...
Even development is different from 21
to 19. And development, when they're in their younger years in high school, is damn near... They're at their best parts... When they're in fit in certain shit, when we're in high school, most of us are at our best. 9 times out of 10, once they get out of high school, they get sloppy, they get a certain way.
No.
Yes, think of that's facts, nigga.
I just don't think it's a difference between being 17, 18, 19 and the young woman's eye. Like, I look
so
at
it just stop at 20.
No, what I'm saying is.
Why do it stop at 20?
I'm just saying.
Why do it stop at 20?
I just told you, you have real world experience as an adult now.
How
you're
much?
Out in the it doesn't matter, nigga. In high school, you're still under the supervision of your parents. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, your parents are responsible for you.
Okay,
Technically, at 18, 19,
it was niggas,
you
it
start
was,
to fend for yourself a little bit. At 20, 21,
you
got to
start being on your own.
When I was in high school, it was niggas 19 in high school. It was bitches 19 in high school.
That's what he just said.
That's what I'm saying,
So what was
bro?
The difference?
I'm 36. I don't see a difference between a 17, 18, or 19-year-old. They're all literally the same. Even though at 18, they're considered
adults
or legal. So
how much more experience at 20 than you have at 19?
You may have a little more, but you're still young.
How
you're
much
still,
more
still
experience at 20 do you have at 19?
You're you still young. How much more?
A year's more.
You just graduated high school.
So you'll have more because now at that point you're probably in college. You're probably experimenting with alcohol, drugs. You're out with people. You're socializing. You're not up under your parents' wing. So you're now finding yourself.
Realistically, are we speaking from our perspectives? Or are we speaking from the world perspective?
No,
because
that's real.
Realistically, at 20,
at 18, they gotta be in the dorms. They don't even let the kids out.
This is what I'm saying. Realistically. At 20, where we come from, ain't nobody going to fucking no universities. Ain't nobody spending no time in college like that. So let's be 100.
Niggas was going to college.
Who?
Niggas
How many
to
niggas
JC.
You can't name 10 niggas that went to college?
I can name 10 that went to JC's.
No, you can't, nigga.
JC's. Niggas was going to Long Beach City
he
College.
He said spending time in dorms.
Niggas was
going
to El Camino.
Nigga, if you went to El Camino, not spend no time in a dorm. You're going to school like high school, nigga. You're going to school the same way. Long Beach City College, you're not doing that, nigga.
Shout out to Southwest.
You're going to do the same fucking
Cal
shit,
Cal State.
Nigga.
Motherfuckers going to Cal State.
How many niggas can't name 10 people they knew,
okay,
nigga?
But that's the circle you hung around where niggas...
So what perspective are y'all speaking from?
Everybody don't live that. See, this is what you're not realizing.
I understand
that's
that.
That's a small speck of society. Most people don't live the way we was living.
Facts.
Most people
I understand
don't live
all that.
The,
that's
we
my
wasn't
point.
Living, so we're
we
not putting
living.
That
yeah.
on the world. Most of the world didn't do what the fuck niggas in the hood was doing. They was going to college and having other experiences. Nigga, I didn't even go to prom. Most of the world experienced prom.
So most of the world don't view... This is why we have these sick niggas, because they don't view like the rest of the world do. They don't stand on the same shit we stand on in that small percentage from
like
the
what? Like what?
The same way people still listen to Gunna, nigga. The same way it don't fucking matter.
That's just fucking street code.
The most of the world listen to Gunna. They don't care about snitching.
Pedophilia is not from the streets.
No,
that's from
not.
A human moral aspect.
So why is pedophilia so big right now and they don't give a fuck about it? Why do fucking child molesters only get 5 to 6 years, but you can go do something to get money and get fucking a life
because
sentence.
Well,
that's
people
all
that's
crime.
Making the fucking well, that's, court
because because most of the world don't give
most
a fuck
the world
about what
the
we standing on. This is my point. Most of the world don't care, nigga. This is why they don't separate themselves from the music. This is why most of the world will still listen to R. Kelly knowing he's been a pedophile. Nigga, this ain't nothing new. Nigga, I was in middle school and my sister had the fucking tape of this nigga.
Everybody
on a bitch.
Tape.
Nigga, always saying and it did not matter to
Listen,
people.
This is how
oh,
fucked
you know
up
they
is.
Did? You know what they did? They seen the tape. R. Kelly crazy. He pissed on that 16-year-old bitch. And they still slapping that nigga
man,
music
listen,
at the same place.
Let's be real. See, I wish Ruckus was here. Let's be real. Niggas want to talk about this old niggas in the hood and all that. Every fucking family in the hood had that one uncle that you couldn't leave
yeah,
the fucking kids
it was
around.
Weird.
And Granny knew. And Granny still loved him like... Oh, yeah, don't leave. Oh, you better not leave them babies with Uncle Charles. That nigga was a pedophile.
But I was going to say, too, about with the crimes, niggas wasn't reporting rape in our community. We let that shit go. But we went to jail for dope, murder, attempted murder. That was our crime. That's why those numbers were so damn high.
We was letting what go? No, rats got dealt with. Nah, nigga, nah, pedophiles rats, got dealt with.
We talking about the pedophilia.
It's the 80s, nigga. That shit just now coming out.
Yes, but the amount of rats now, it was different.
It being accepted.
Well, because it's accepted now, though.
The same way.
The code didn't change since the 2000s.
The same way of being a queer, you had to hide under a rock, nigga. You couldn't even be that way to come rock with niggas.
Again, because the code has changed. Now, they are a bully. They are the gang now. LGBTQ+ is a gang
but
now.
But all I'm saying is it does not matter to the rest of the world. The whole biggest purpose was, can you separate the music from the person?
I can.
And I said, we might be able to not, but majority of the world is doing it. We see it every day. We see it. We see these niggas. His perfect example he named, the Gunna nigga. It does not matter. He's still making record sales.
Majority of the people that still banging gun is saying he didn't rap.
No, a lot of them niggas is saying he rap.
Do you
don't
think
care.
It's a young nigga saying that? No. I don't think niggas are
this
ages
is why,
saying
listen,
that.
Short, listen.
This is why.
Niggas saying, no, hold on. Let's stick with the gun and shit. Niggas are literally saying he didn't rap because, one, they saying, and then these are a lot of niggas that's not even from the street saying this, but even some niggas I seen from the street saying this, saying, oh, he took a deal. It's not ratting to take a deal. Then they're saying, oh, the shit he said in court, they're not using it in Young Thug's trial. So technically, he didn't rap. And then I'm seeing niggas saying, well, he didn't go to the police station and give a statement. He didn't rap. Even though we seen
the nigga on camera.
Even though we seen him on camera saying what he said, in some people's mind, he didn't rap.
Why is that?
They're rationalized to listen to his music. So I just gave three reasons
I know.
That they saying.
So this is what I'm saying. So the whole point is, all that what they saying don't fucking matter. We know what the fuck went on. And the whole point is what I'm getting at. The biggest problem where we was getting at is that your favorite rappers, the niggas that you looked up to, would you be able to separate that?
Depending on what they did.
If they told or being a pedophile, are you going to separate yourself from these niggas' music?
If a nigga told on paperwork, I can't listen to cuz.
So y'all not fucking with Rick Ross then? Ain't none of y'all fucking with Ross?
Rick Ross was the CEO. Cubby
slapping Ross though.
Y'all be fucking
listen
with
Ross.
I don't fuck with Ross.
Listen to what I'm saying. Ross was a CEO. He wasn't
a
rat.
Slap Ross. He's a rat.
Are you not listening to what I'm saying?
Ross was a CEO.
He had a job. Okay. It's niggas who were CEOs that's gangsters. That's bringing in dope.
So you think he was doing that? Do you think Rick Ross was doing that?
I'm not saying he was or he wasn't. All I'm saying is comparing a CEO to a rat is not the same thing.
They're the same thing.
So let me ask you this.
Can I ask you this?
If I was a police, say if I worked for Long Beach Police Department, would y'all still be cool with me?
I would still be cool with you now at 36, have lived life, travel, and understand how the world works. If you was to go be a cop, I'd probably be fucking happy. Finally got one.
But let me tell you, if I met you in my younger years, nigga, no, nigga. Would have never even got close enough to be friends.
At the age we had now.
It don't matter. At the age we had now, nigga, no. I'm not trying to get close to no fucking cop, nigga. It still don't fucking...
If you was a cop, I'd be cool with you. In my teenage years...
Okay, if I knew you right now and you woke up today and just said you was a cop, like, and I didn't know you was a cop the whole time, no, nigga, I'm not fucking with you. Because you could have just told me you was a fucking cop. I done told you about all type of shit. And now you a fucking cop? That's the same thing. That's the same
you
thing.
You a cop,
yeah. Yeah. I'm not fucking with you, nigga.
Yeah, fact.
At the end of the day.
No, Ross came out.
Ross lived a whole nother nigga life, nigga. Yeah. Then they woke up one day and said, damn. This nigga was a CEO. Nigga, he was a CEO the whole time.
Yeah.
Nigga. You contradicting yourself, nigga. You just sat here at the beginning of the show and said, how many of these rappers is really CB4? Not really living what they was rapping. Now you can't fuck with Ross because he's a CEO?
You brought up Gunna like I listened to Gunna, nigga.
I said whenever a Gunna song come on, you quick, immediately. Man, turn that fucking
rap. No, you said I listened to Kuh.
I didn't say you listened to Kuh.
Because I said I never heard one Gunna song. I said I never listened to one Gunna song in my life, and I danged up Lil
Baby. I didn't say you listened to his songs, nigga. I said
listen to Lil Baby.
I said when a Gunna song comes on, not that he turns it on, not that he knows the song, not that he listens to it. When it comes on, he said, turn that rat off.
Y'all real friends, so y'all gonna agree with each other.
No, nigga.
That's
I'm not saying you don't fuck with.
That's the same Crip, nigga. He brought up Gunna, And I said the world's listen to. I said, nigga, I ain't never listened to Gunna. I listened to Lil Baby. And
I didn't say you listened to him.
I know you did, nigga. We're gonna replay this shit. Though.
I said when it comes on,
they gonna see covers going nuts. But nigga, on Insane Crip, I don't listen to Gunna. He's never been in my playlist. I've never been a fan of him.
I didn't listen to Gunna before he read it.
I didn't listen to him. I only know two Gunna songs. The one he did with Chris Brown and that Fuck You Mean That All the Kids.
I don't know. The reason I brought Lil Baby because I knew the song with Lil Baby, Gunna, and Drake. The some you never recover. It's a recover song, but Baby and Drake was on that song.
Let me ask this: if Lil Boosie, when he caught that case, if he would have snitched to get out, would you still been able to play Lil Boosie?
I'd have been
if
sick.
If he would have ratted on Marlo disappointed. Mike been and sick. All them other niggas, would y'all still listen to him? Fuck being sick. Would you still turn his music on?
See, like you just said, though, what I was speaking on is speaking.
Yeah.
Answer the question, nigga.
I probably would. Because that nigga music slaps so hard. I couldn't fuck with his content, on live. I wouldn't follow him. I'd him up his old shit.
The whole point of what I'm getting at is what he's saying. Like, that's why I said.
Would you listen to Boosie, nigga?
Listen to what I'm saying. Me, personally, none of this shit. But what I'm saying is, we were speaking about the people separating it. I said,
you listen to Boosie if he read it?
Yeah, he wanted to get a point so bad.
I'm gonna answer.
Like he said, it's a small percentage. Me, my percentage don't matter.
It matters to the conversation.
But I am curious. The
whole conversation was.
No, I'm curious. Hey, would you listen to him?
No, nigga. If Boosie read it today, I'm done with Boosie.
You're not gonna listen to me? Damn.
I'm done, nigga.
You solid.
And he took me through everything, nigga. And Boosie is my nigga. But I don't gotta worry about that because Boosie ain't no fucking rap.
So how the fuck can you still listen to R. Kelly then?
This is what I'm saying, though. I just said, do people separate the music from the person for the most part? R. Kelly is not a street nigga that presented himself as a street nigga.
What do that got to do with what he did?
I don't, like you just said, okay?
Because he
just proved my point.
No, my point.
My point was.
So your point was, you said.
This is my point.
But you say you want to listen to R. Kelly, but there's no difference between 17 and 18. But you don't listen to R. Kelly.
This was my point.
But then you
say
you would vibe to him in the club. What I'm saying is, Boosie.
No, nigga. Let me clarify what I said.
You said no 17 is no different from 18, nigga.
No, what I said was, it depends on the offense. That would allow me to separate.
What's
the man
offense?
From
he
the
got
music.
Charged. Tupac got charged.
I don't give a fuck if Pac
got
charged.
So what's the offense?
I don't believe
he did.
What's
the difference between the offense?
It has to be.
That was the offense.
What I'm saying is, I don't. First of all, I'm looking at what happened.
Yeah.
A train got ran on her. She woke up and pointed out the most famous nigga there. To me, it's a money grab.
So Diddy had Diddy parties.
Yeah, and
they
know
chose the nigga with the most money.
I'm not putting guilt on Diddy. I'm not saying Diddy did what they saying he did. What I said was, from what I see of the evidence they released, was he flew a bunch of male
people,
prostitutes out to come have orgies with the women at his party.
But you was on cut for having $1,000 worth of lube,
funny.
Right?
That's hilarious. Is that against
anything?
It's not against the law, and I didn't hold it against him.
But you bled cut for it.
What do you mean blame him? He had it.
I said bled.
Yes, I bled. If Short has 1,000 bottles of lube in his house, I'm bleeding cut.
And you know what people said? They said COVID went on. Girl, I had to stop cut.
They said COVID went on. Girl, I had to stop cut on the lube. He had to make sure he was good, okay? He didn't want to go back outside.
Yeah. That nigga's crazy, cuz.
Nah.
We done got lost in the whole combo.
The whole point was, the whole argument started was because people separated from them for the music.
So I think I can separate it. Now that we kind of low, I can separate it. I just can't. I don't think I can just fuck with their content. Music-wise, music is good. Keep it pushing.
So you selected politicking.
They not my homeboy, so they not from my neck of the woods.
I know
so
what you're saying. It ain't that selected politicking?
It basically is, because Tupac is my favorite rapper, and he got charged, and I'm not holding it against
What if
them,
the niggas so. Made that music at their age, and they wasn't like that, and then they got to a point when they was like that, after they sold, they sold? Would you
sat here and told Short that they was concealing that the whole time. That was the example he tried to use.
What you mean? For concealing
And you
what?
Said no. That was them the whole time.
I didn't say concealing that. We knew Ross was that the whole time.
No, nigga, earlier in the show, when Short was like, you know what? Snitching is different than pedophilia because they might have not been a snitch when they was with us for the case, but once they got in the jam and, you know, they might have had kids or whatever, maybe it changed. Maybe before they had kids, they wouldn't have ratted, but after the kids, now they will rat. You like, no, nigga, them niggas was at the whole motherfucking time. Now you using the same example.
Nah, and they hard when they got put in, they didn't get put in them situations yet. Yes.
So it's right. So it's no changing then according to what you just saying. It ain't no you wasn't that and then you this. No, nigga, you been that. You just It wasn't presented yet.
So you separating the music, the person. So you put them
together.
I can
separate depending on the act.
So what is the act that's acceptable?
You can't separate. Yeah, what's the act?
If Diddy was on some Epstein shit, I can't separate that.
Okay, so what could you separate?
So what's something you
if
can separate?
If they were 16, can you separate it?
If he was drugging 16-year-olds? Fuck no, I can't.
No, I didn't say drugging. If he was fucking 16-year-olds, could you separate it?
If he knew they were 16?
Now, if he knew.
Versus if he didn't know, he stayed clear.
Can you separate
yes, I'm staying
can you
clear.
Separate it from 16 or not?
I can separate R. Kelly from the music.
No. So why? You just said you couldn't. You said the only time I listen to him is in the club.
No, I'm saying.
You say R. Kelly is not in your playlist.
Listen to what I'm saying. He's not in.
So how are you separating R. Kelly now?
I don't purposely go just turn on. Let me turn on I Believe I Can Fly. R. Kelly
I Believe I Can Fly. We're not talking about Believe I Can Fly. We're talking about slow jams. If your bitch want to put on slow jams and then she put on R. Kelly, you're not going to be like, turn that nigga off.
If my bitch want to put on slow jams, or I was never turning R. Kelly to begin with.
If she plays anything, I just said Bump and Grind, any songs,
damn.
R. Kelly
got to be a mix up when it's time to, like, for fucking.
First of all, I'm a different nigga now than I was as a kid.
Okay.
As a teenager,
we ain't talking about
all
a
this
kid.
Shit happened.
R. Kelly was grown.
I was the type to turn the motherfucking locks on with a bitch over.
I mean, we was young, nigga. I was, hey, nigga, get rich or die trying, nigga.
I have bitches in the room with Papoose on. Bitch, listen to this.
I think we all did that at that age, nigga.
He wasn't doing that. He was just putting music on. Just to turn the music on. A nigga not trying to set no mood. I'm just saying it didn't matter. Yeah. Rap music
was
or not.
Was I turning on R. Kelly and all that shit?
I don't know.
I'm not saying you're not separating it,
but I did play Pretty Ricky. I did play certain shit.
I didn't even do that. I was never that nigga.
I never played both.
I never bumped Pretty Ricky. We only listened to it at the party to get the girls ready to dance.
But that's what I'm saying. If I'm sitting in the room with you, I might put some Pretty Willie.
You vibing.
Ricky.
And yeah, that's cool. But I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, so you weren't putting on no slow jams?
No, not as a teenager, no, I was. I wasn't that smooth yet. Y'all niggas was too hardcore, nigga.
I was listening to a lot of niggas. Lil Corey, y'all listening to.
I didn't listen to none of that.
So you was fucking with Lil Zane and all of them?
No, I didn't say Lil Zane, but the Say Yes was a banger in my time. Oh, wait, music, nigga, was different. Fuck, what's that nigga? Falsetto and all that shit used to come on.
Dream.
I played both, nigga.
That's cool. I was listening to the 90s. Or if that one do it, I'm gonna just play some 90s.
Don't say you was playing 90s now, nigga. Stop the game.
For real, nigga, I'm older 90s. Than you, niggas. I'm about that shit.
Nigga. I played all that. I played 80s. I played 90s. I'm just saying.
Okay, look, the point was, I can separate the man from the music depending on the offense. Depending on
so what
he
offense,
did.
What charges, niggas? Give 211, 187.
Well, of course, that's gonna fly.
It's not even just the charge.
It's only two charges.
It's not even just the charge. It's the situation. Nah, if I look at someone like R. Kelly, the parents brought their fucking daughters to him.
Okay.
What he did was it's sick. I'm not justifying. I ain't saying this.
What
right?
was sick? You said 17, 18 don't matter.
I grew up in a society where 18 was the goal and everything under that was wrong.
So was y'all looking
so,
at
so the, that's my program.
So was
hold on.
Let me ask you a question.
So that's my programming. So at the time, 17, like, oh, this nigga sick. This nigga blah blah blah. Then I turned 17 and I'm watching all the 17-year-olds
fucking
at my school
fucking with the 20-some-year-olds.
Leaving with the niggas R. Kelly.
So was y'all looking at them niggas sick?
I was mad.
Was y'all looking at them sick?
I wasn't looking at him. Yeah, I was. I was calling him pedophile.
Y'all was not doing that, cuz.
I was.
Niggas wasn't even using that. Nigga was just looking at it like, damn.
A nigga with a car got the bitch.
Nigga, y'all stop capping. Y'all niggas was not looking at it like that.
If a nigga 25 years old, nigga picking up a 17.
Niggas, I know, because y'all done spoken this shit before. Nigga, you niggas ain't never said y'all looking at it. All thing y'all ever brought up was that it was niggas grown picking up them bitches. Y'all was never looking at it like that, cuz.
We was looking at it like.
A nigga looking at it like.
First of all.
That bitch ain't fucking with niggas like us. She looking at it. They fucking with niggas that got whips and shit, and that's grown, nigga. Niggas was y'all wasn't saying all that shit. Niggas wasn't even using pedophile, nigga, in high school, nigga. You was not, nigga.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all was not using them words, nigga.
Hey, I ain't gonna tell nigga what words.
Cause I know you, nigga. That's on 23rd Street. These niggas was not using that, nigga. I'm not believing the cap today.
Let me ask you this, then, man.
Short, I don't know. I know you wasn't, nigga.
Man, listen.
What words you was using at 17?
17, nigga. I like them niggas is perverse, nigga. How you 25
yeah,
years
okay,
old?
Pervert.
I can say you can say
word.
Pervert, nigga. Pervert, you can say that
you
shit.
Wasn't, nigga. You was mad that bitch that you wanted, nigga.
Yeah. Nigga was mad.
Y'all weren't calling them niggas pervs, nigga.
Nigga was mad because you, how this nigga grow, got
a
job, and picking this bitch up.
Hey, these niggas capping right now.
Hey, man.
Nigga wasn't using pervs.
Hey, homie.
Cuz he was a pervert, bro.
Hey, let me
ask you. That nigga's a pervert picking that bitch up. Like, niggas was not saying that, cuz. The nigga knew that the bitch got picked up by a nigga in the whip, and that was it, cuz.
Hey, let me ask you this, though, cuz look, since we only throw, what about, like, niggas that get too high and, like, overdose, like Rich Homie Quan? Y'all still go bump his music? Do you look at him because he know?
I don't look at cuz no different. Like, I can't be mad at cuz if he got a wrong dose of fentanyl. I wasn't saying rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan, but a lot of niggas, this is the difference now, is that we promote more so. We used to promote niggas selling drugs. Now we promote niggas doing them. Yeah. That's the biggest difference now. You know what I mean? It's sad that he went out that way, but that's the only way I think he really went out. He had a bad dose. It had to be. For Cud to do what he do, 9 times out of 10, niggas know their levels of what they do when they do drugs. And that one time they go OD. I don't look at Mac Miller no different. You know what I'm saying?
Rest
Shout out to
Mac
Miller. Like, them niggas did drugs, and that's why they tell you. They need to bring Dare back, nigga. Say no, nigga, in the fifth grade.
Just say
nigga.
No. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
With situations like Rich Homie Quan, it's like you wrote your own fate. So it's... You're going to be sad if that's your favorite artist or that's an artist you like, but realistically, how sad could you be when they took the gamble and they knew the gamble? Like, he literally was on podcasts talking about his addiction and people giving him advice on, hey, man, you might come across that one pill, and he like, man, I ain't going out like that, and woo-wah-wah, and that's exactly how he went out. And this is an epidemic that doesn't get talked about enough, and this is why I got a problem with these dope head junkie ass rappers that push doing all this fentanyl and all this shit like it's cool, because this shit is happening at a high rate. Even the fucking lean. I don't even like niggas that do lean like that, because this nigga's dying off lean. Rest in peace, what's the name?
Pimp C.
Pimp C.
Rest in peace, Pimp C, and rest in peace, DJ Screw. So we see it time and time again. It's like, bro, first of all, I don't respect the junkie, period. If you addicted to any substance, I don't respect you, period, because you don't have no discipline, no self-control. I cannot trust you because you can't even trust your motherfucking self. That's including alcohol. That's including weed. That's including cigarettes. Anything that is a crutch on you to where you can't control it, it's controlling you, that's a problem. I don't give a fuck if it's legal or not. But we got to put an end to this dope head, junkie shit. Junkies never got respected in the hood. Never. We looked at junkies like weirdos.
Nah, it wasn't
niggas
cool.
Looking at niggas cool now because they got some designer on and they getting money, but these niggas junkies. Yeah. Come on, cuz. Like, Leaned that shit out. Was never respected, bro. Like, that shit was always looked down upon. Like,
so sometimes...
you smoking what? You doing what?
Nah.
And then slowly, because, you know, niggas used to do the wet back in the day.
Yep.
And then slowly other shit start ushering in. But I mean, let's look at when we was kids. You was not respecting no nigga doing crystal.
Nah, this is
niggas
this.
Dip they, niggas was dipping their cigarette. If niggas was dipping their cigarettes, niggas was, anything more than weed, you was a base head. It don't even matter.
Exactly.
It was a base head. That's what we was.
But this is what I'm saying. We know niggas like who we hear stories about, Tookie was a real sherm head.
Fact.
Niggas gonna respect cut to the day he died. So I try not to judge too much of what people do. Like, the ones that's actually doing it and going through whatever they're going through and they talking about it in their music. But for me, it's more so the ones that don't even do the drugs, that don't even do the drinking or don't live a sober life, but you promoting all this shit out to the youth. Now, 9 times out of 10, some of these niggas don't know how to cope. 9 times out of 10, some of these niggas really need help. So I try not to judge it from a certain perspective, but you're right. Niggas used to do certain shit and get whooped out for it. When I started seeing it a lot, and I'm like, damn, black niggas is doing crystal. It's a real epidemic. You know, when we do drugs, niggas do it hard. It's no different. These niggas, it's a lot of crackheads and a lot of shit that niggas was dealing with before in a lot of families. A lot of niggas, a lot of R as people, as African Americans or whatever we want to call it, black people, is dealing with trauma from years of that. So it's hard for me not to judge it, especially if I'm not helping them get up out of that. But like you said, promoting it is a different thing. But I don't just fault everybody for their struggles and whatever they fighting with in life and how they trying to cope. Now, you do got a stronger mind. Everybody don't got the mind you got. Everybody not willing to deal with the pain and suffering in a certain extent. They don't know how to channel that shit. And that's where we go wrong, and that's where we need to be the forefront of letting people understand there's different outlets to get up out of that. But a lot of these niggas is promoting it like it's cool. it wasn't cool. It ain't never been cool. It ain't gonna be cool. We see niggas dying every day. A nigga, Rich Homie, we know he do a lot of shit. But say if it's a person that wasn't really a junkie and you went out one night and you took a pill and you got that wrong pill that day, it might have been all bad for you based off of that. You might not have been a junkie. You might have been influenced by somebody else and got you doing it. These niggas was popping hella ecstasy when I was coming up. You know what I'm saying? The X pills, that ain't no different. Every single drug is an ecstasy pill. Niggas didn't frown upon niggas like that. Niggas was still going up, these niggas doing X and all that shit. So I just think it's different times of the day. But it's time for niggas to wake up from up under it before you end up like one of these niggas off one of the wrong pills.
See, I never looked at that shit as cool, even ecstasy. I didn't have my first drink till I was already grown. So I was different. I was already sober. Like, I was even looking at niggas smoking weed as like, the fuck, girl? Like, this what you on? That's me, though. I always been a health nut. So my mindset is different than most people. And I'm not faulting people for falling victim to addictions. What I'm faulting is the ones promoting it, because they're the ones making it cool and they're the ones influencing the person, like you said, that probably ain't a junkie. Mm-hmm. But shit, my favorite rapper keep rapping about this shit.
Try it.
All the bitches is loving the niggas doing this shit. Fuck it, let me try it. Let me see the pill. But if the rapper was saying, man, that shit is some weak shit, and this is the person influencing him and influencing his decisions, he probably would have went the other way and never even tried that fucking pill.
Perfect example.
So that's what I'm getting on. It's like, but why are you promoting this and you know this shit is wrong? But you know about them withdrawals and them long nights where you fucked
cold
up.
Cold shivering.
You coming, like, you know so, about all that, but you don't put that in the music. You only put the upside of that shit in the music. What you about to
say? Perfect example. DMX. We know from my opinion and my things that I've heard about him, he was... thought he was smoking weed and he was influenced by certain people and they put certain things in cuz shit. And he became an addict out of that. That didn't stop DMX from being great. That don't stop me from looking at DMX and the good inside of him. You know what I mean? DMX, in my eyes, was a real nigga, but cuz was a smoker. And we all know this shit from to the day he died. And probably was his downfall. But DMX put out some of the best music, gave us some of the best things of the culture in general. There will never be another DMX, but he was a prime example of what can happen being under the wrong influences of certain people. So shout out to X, rest in peace, X. But I'm just saying, for people like that, people still looked up to DMX even though he was a crackhead.
This is the difference. When did DMX ever in his music promote smoking crack? He talked about it, but he never promoted it.
I just said all that.
Though. Okay, yeah. But I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
But I'm so saying that's I'm the saying difference.
So what I'm saying is, with some of these young niggas now, they're doing what they're doing, but we never know what got them into that. We never know what introduced them to that.
But they're actually promoting it. I said
the ones I fought, because they think they're promoting their lifestyle. They're not thinking they're doing harm because they do it. Even regardless, DMX still said he needed to smoke certain shit to do certain things.
Yeah.
So he not necessarily promoting, but he's speaking his life. So if these young niggas is doing this shit, they're still speaking their life. If they're smoking weed, they're still speaking their life. We can look at it and justify it as that, yeah, weed ain't as bad, or this ain't as bad, but they're promoting what they're living. And I say I fought the ones more so that's not living like that, these same niggas. Like they said, what's the boy Future that everybody loves? Said, cut, don't do none of this shit he rap about. Say he don't do lean, he don't do shit. They praise this nigga like a fucking god. They making fucking, what's the women Bibles about that nigga? So...
I'm going to just say this, though, man. I'm kind of like you a little bit. Growing up, like, I seen what hard drugs can do to a family. You know, I've got family members that crashed out stealing shit from the household. You feel me? Off that shit, off that hard. I ain't talking about the pot. I'm talking about that, nigga, the glass pipe, nigga, crashing out. Kids growing with extra pinkies. You get what I'm saying? So for me, that was the shit that I saw growing up. So that's why I could never fuck with anything. If it was anything more than weed, and even with certain type of weeds now, I look at it because remember
chemicals
once,
is crazy.
I was about to say, remember that time synthetic weed was fucking that. Shit up at once upon a time? But even then, it's like certain weeds, I'd be like, man, just chill the fuck out. But for me growing up, I couldn't fuck with anything more. If it was anything more than weed, I kind of did judge niggas. Like, if it was anything more, it was like you a bass head in my book. Because I'm going to tell you this, man, I done seen family members... nigga, give up their kids because they needed that next hit. I done seen my cousins had extra. They had, when they fold their finger, they had that little extra thing because when they was kids, they had to get their pinkies cut off. You get what I'm saying? Because they had the extra finger growing out from the side effects of crack. I done seen my uncle don't even remember doing certain things because he was so high, he couldn't even come down. You feel me? So growing up, I was like, hell no, I ain't fucking with shit. Now, drink, you know what I'm saying? It tastes good. I understand that shit. But anything more than drugs, homie, I wasn't fucking with it. That's why I was appreciating certain rappers growing up because they wasn't even pushing getting high like that unless it was weed. Niggas wasn't talking about doing pot or nothing like that. Niggas wasn't, at the time growing up, niggas wasn't talking about popping, well, they wasn't really popping pills then, but niggas was talking about promoting crack or doing a line. That's how I look at it now. Now niggas done flipped the script.
Sherm was cool for niggas back but in their time.
Only rapper that was talking about Sherm was J.O. Felony. And that nigga, you see where that nigga went.
I'm just saying that generation that came up.
Yeah, they was.
All them old heads was doing Sherm. Niggas. They was. Some of them niggas still do it. I done been in Sherm spots with niggas. Old heads.
Yeah, niggas, you know, was getting wet.
Solid gangsters that there is, and niggas be in there getting wet, nigga.
But I understand that, but rappers wasn't promoting that shit, nigga.
It was accepted, but it wasn't popularized. Yeah. It wasn't like promoted.
Young niggas wasn't.
Was like, okay, niggas in the hood, they get wet, they go bust.
Let me ask y'all this. It was OG niggas doing it, right? Because I didn't know no young niggas doing it. That shit was like an old nigga drug.
It was a few young niggas. But them was making young
Sherm
niggas
started, them young niggas
who
started
came around
that,
the
nigga.
Old niggas.
I see.
It usually was the old heads.
In that's the 80s, them niggas was young, man.
Well, when I was growing up,
it was a lot of old niggas.
It was like a lot of young. It was to me, it was like old niggas. I didn't know what Sherm looked like until one of my family members was like, hey, don't touch that. I just seen some clear. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
This is the difference, though. Every fucking year, it get more and more extreme in our community. Yeah. In our community,
that's the point.
Our community seen the most damage, I believe, from drugs. I mean, let's just look at the crack epidemic. That destroyed generations. Right. Crack babies. Then the crack babies start raising babies. Now we got the single baby mama epidemic. And it's just, we've never fully recovered from that. So to know that part of our history and to still go out here and promote the next generation's crack, you're a goofy to me.
Facts.
I don't give a fuck what your struggle is. I'm not hearing none of that. It's a bunch of fucking excuses. I don't give a fuck. Take control of your life. Go to therapy. Figure something else out. Get a hobby. And if you is doing it, I mean, shit, reach out to somebody to help you deal with it. But the second you get on a song, you promoting that shit, you on Instagram, you making that shit look cool. Like, no, nigga, I'm not hearing that. DMX, yeah, we know he was an addict. We knew he was a smoker. But he got the respect because he told you how fucked up it was. He told you the demons he was fighting. He told you how bad he wanted to get off that shit. He told you how fucked up it made him feel that the nigga he looked up to, like damn near like a god, is the one who did him, turn him into this. So that's the difference. These niggas ain't telling you that.
So at what point did we not make an excuse for him? Because if he knew all of this, at what point, why he didn't kick it?
Niggas didn't make excuses for Cud after a point. Niggas was like, well, shit, you was supposed to
we
be bigger than...
We looked past it.
I'm not saying we looked past it. Niggas didn't make an excuse for him.
He got to be accountable.
So when he was going to jail, niggas wasn't feeling sorry for Cud going to jail. It was like, Cud...
You got to be accountable. You grown.
That's the life he chose.
Yeah.
If DMX would have died from a crack overdose, how sad would you be? I'm sad that my favorite rapper's gone. I loved X, but nigga, that's the life he chose.
Yeah.
I'm not making an excuse for Cud. Did he choose that?
Like you said, somebody.
It was addiction. He chose that addiction after a while, though.
Because of addiction, he couldn't kick. So at what point is we making an excuse for him or not? Because
this is
when it's
the choice.
I chose to smoke weed with you, and you laced me up with crack, and now I'm stuck with
him. So that wasn't a choice.
So was that really a choice?
But what I'm saying, once he realized
he
had addiction, he actually go get.
He knew that was in there.
Hold on, listen to what he's saying, though. Go ahead.
I was gonna say once he the first time he got laced, that wasn't his fault because he didn't know. But once he realized he had addiction to what he was addicted to, that nigga had the resources to go get help. He chose not to get help.
How can I?
When he went platinum back to back in the same year, that nigga had the resources to go get help.
How can I judge you when I don't know how strong of an effect that has on you? How do you know? That's why you just sat here and just said, I never tried that because I seen the examples and you didn't want to go there. How do I know if I don't lace you and nigga and you be hooked the same way he was?
Mind over matter. You gotta have that strong.
It's easy to say that, but you don't know. You don't know that.
So what line do we draw at? Okay, I ain't got a choice and accountability. Like he said, nigga, once you realize you have an addiction,
you gotta
and
fix
you
that
got
shit.
Resources. Anything after that is a motherfucking choice.
How many niggas do? How many?
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Niggas get addicted to alcohol. And guess what? You can go to AA meetings.
How many smokers really kick that crack?
It's some that do it.
I said, how many?
It
What's
don't matter
percentage?
How many. It doesn't matter how many. If one person kicked it, that
it,
means
yeah, it can be do. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Point,
okay, so
I don't want
to
hear
when we tell bitches there's exceptions to every rule, why do we make excuses for that then?
What do you mean?
Because we'll sit here and argue with women about something like they'll give an example of an extreme example, and we'll be like, it's exceptions to every rule. So is there an exception to the rule that how many people kick crack? If we put 100 people here, how many people think is going to kick that crack?
It's going to be a few of them. We don't know. But
okay, compare somebody that's still in the hood, still around the environment of crackhead to a multi-platinum selling rap artist who has every resource at his fingertips. That's completely different. I would think that you have better options and better chance
success
at kicking this shit than someone that's still here in the fucking projects, walking by niggas that's still selling the crack. At this point, I got to leave my mansion to go get it.
Yeah. Or somebody going to drop you. Yeah.
Get it for
somebody
me.
Somebody getting it for you.
That's all I... Like,
that same effort, you can go get the crack, you can go get the help.
We have to draw a line because if not...
But he did all of that. He went to rehab. He did a lot of that shit.
Yeah.
And then none of that shit helped. So what the fuck was that doing for him?
I mean, he wasn't mentally strong enough.
So
he should have turned to something else. If this didn't help,
besides the crack, would you consider DMX a mentally strong person?
I don't know him personally. Through his music.
Through what we know, would you consider him one?
I mean, it depends. It depends on what
you consider him one or not.
Without the crack,
If you take the crack shit aside, yeah, he is a mentally strong person.
Would you consider him a mentally strong person?
Yeah, he would be. But with the crack, no. With his addiction, no, he's not a strong person.
Yeah, with his addiction, no. But with other things in life, yes. But all I'm saying is, I'm not leaving no room for excuses. Because we done seen people get off the shit from the worst of the worst. Yeah. We done seen people get clean. So we know it's possible. Now, if nobody ever got clean, then we could be like, look,
who
if you get on
this
shit. Who
have we seen got clean?
What do you mean? It's examples of plenty of people. You can go on YouTube and see a million
who have
success
we seen?
Stories.
We've seen nobody.
How, you talking about celebrities?
How many crackheads do we know personally?
Period. Okay,
I know family members that have gotten clean, but I'm talking about like celebrity-wise, it's been a few of them that's gotten clean. Like, prime example. Oh shit, I can't even think. Motherfucker, they was on there.
What I'm saying is,
I'm really trying. I can't think of the nigga. It's an actor. It's an actor.
Off the top of your head is a little different. What I'm saying is, we know for a fact.
It's not plenty.
Hold on.
We know for a fact.
It's not plenty. If you gotta look it up, it's not plenty.
I can't think of a white actor.
It is, nigga. Just because you can't remember off the top of your head, because
it's not plenty.
Don't mean it's not plenty.
We know plenty of people that do it. We don't know plenty of people that's kicking that shit.
They're still mentally weak, and they're still surrounded
in
the environment.
But my point, off the top of the head, we know plenty of people that's doing it. We don't know plenty of people that's kicking it.
Okay, how many people that you know that's doing it has been removed from that environment to kick it? They're still in the same fucking environment.
I mean, even if we speaking celebrity-wise, these niggas are still doing this shit. We watching, perfect example, these niggas doing from Quaaludes to everything, nigga. This shit didn't stop, nigga. These niggas are always looking for something, the next thing.
But what does that have to do with anything? Just because someone else is too mentally weak to kick the shit or to get off it or to not glorify it, is that the bar we supposed to set because they doing it?
I'm not never saying that we setting the bar. All I'm saying is your mentality is a 101 from most of these motherfuckers. The only thing I'm saying is I'm not judging them to the furthest extent.
Iron Man, nigga. Robert Downey Jr., nigga. That was one of the niggas. He was fucking up. That's I couldn't even think of the name. Iron Man, bro.
See, you looking at more so like, oh, we judging him. No, it ain't about judging. It's accountability. As an adult, you're accountable for your actions. Period, point blank, whatever the action is. That's what I'm saying. I mean, most people ain't getting addicted because they got laced. That's even using X shit.
I know.
Most people trying shit
because to escape.
The people that they hanging with are trying shit.
Yeah.
And then they get addicted. And then it becomes an escape. But for the most part, most people was around a group of friends who all was doing the shit and they didn't want to be the odd one out and they gave in the peer pressure and tried
pressure,
it. Now they got addicted. So that's a fucking choice.
I understand all that. You're right. But if it wasn't as extreme as it is, we would have never had these DARE programs. If it wasn't extreme as it is, we would never have these fucking shit where adults got to go to really get help from people. If it was that easy to cold turkey for the most people, which is not.
No, it's not. It's not easy, but they do have systems and programs where they have like a buddy you can call, or they got rehab centers where they come together and they talk about their problems and things like that. I mean, again, I ain't never been to rehab, but I'm pretty sure they got 5-step programs where they help you kick the shit, where you got to go cold turkey. You got to overcome the shit. P- pick up a hobby, do something to distract yourself. I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure they
You have to make conscious decisions to shit, bro. It's like if I was an alcohol addict and I go to AA and I get clean, what the fuck am I doing in a bar with alcohol?
Yeah.
I'm
or kicking around nigga, or kicking around people that was getting you drunk.
What the fuck am I doing kicking it around people that's still drinking and I'm clean now? I got to now change my environment and who I'm around. I got to make the choices for me to succeed because I already know my weaknesses. I know if I'm around this shit, I'm going
to
get it. I'm
going to succumb to the shit.
So if I keep coming around and these niggas is drinking, I'm going to eventually drink again. So I got a choice to make. Do I really want to stay clean? If I do, I can't come around. Hey, man, let's go watch the game. Nah, man, they got alcohol in there. Let's go watch the game over here where they don't serve drinks. You got to do shit like that.
Yeah, that's true. You got to do that shit. But like I say all the time, there is no real progress without temptation. You really don't know if you kick something without temptation.
I see what you're saying. Like, you going to have a testimony if you ain't passed the test or been tested?
Exactly, nigga. So the moment you get around it, you don't know how to fucking act, nigga. So you're not really strong enough to kick that shit.
So let me ask you this, though.
If that's the case, so the moment somebody bring it around you, nigga, you're jumping back on it. You haven't really kicked it as you think you did. You do got it. But that's the start, of course. Getting out the environments, getting away from around it. But if your loved ones or certain things and certain people is bringing this around you, it only take one fucking time for.
But let me ask you: doesn't that make you strong if you recognize your weakness so you stay away from it though? Isn't that like a sign of strength though?
Nigga, because it's like it makes you strong when you're able to be around it and not fuck with it, nigga. If y'all sitting here and I feel like I'm trying to kick something, yes, temptation is there, nigga. And I don't gotta fuck with it. Now you can get niggas and get loaded as you want. The same way it take a man to learn martial arts, and I don't gotta fuck you up because I know I could fuck you up. There is no difference. Like, I don't have to act on certain things because I know this shit. Like, to me, looking at it like that, it takes real strength in that way. There is no real strength. If I want to kick sweets, and the only way I'm kicking is fucking eating candy and shit because the candy not around, but the moment I go into a store, I gotta buy every fucking piece of candy. Nigga, no, I have no mental strength. Nigga, no. Nigga, because the moment I get around it, nigga, I'm finna go crazy.
No, that's a great point. I agree with that. I agree with that point. But if someone knows that, like they know I'm not mentally strong enough to be around
it. Yeah, then don't get around
it.
And
they remove themselves from it. And
that's still a sign of strength.
That's still strength. Yeah. Some people know weakness, but they can't stay away from it.
They gonna want to put themselves in that situation.
It's just different levels of the shit.
Yeah.
Some people can't.
I think you master it. You're mastering it at that point, what you're talking about. You master your weakness. Some people realize they got to remove themselves out of that situation.
Like,
they showing strength, but they just like, I ain't strong enough yet, but I can be cool not being around this. But if it's by me, I may start coming, so I'm going to just not even be around it.
It was
so
a point. I couldn't go out to party without drinking. I can go out now and not drink at all the whole weekend. It used to be, I'm drinking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like, if I'm out and it's a function, fuck it, I'm drinking. Everybody drinking. And I didn't even grow up drinking. But once I did start, it was like, damn, party, drink.
Yeah.
Now it's like, nigga, I can literally go out.
Have a good time.
With a group of friends and everybody drinking. I'm cool. And still have a good time. It was a point where I couldn't do that for a while. So, I mean, it's different levels of mastering shit. So, but what he
A nigga be ready to leave at 11 p.m.
Cause now, everybody annoying at that point. Niggas loud.
Cause you the sober one in the party.
You the sober one in the party.
Now everybody getting your nerves and you like, damn,
stomping
nigga,
on you.
I might as well be at the fucking house doing this shit, nigga. I'm gone, nigga.
Right, but you start to reevaluate what's really fun.
What's really important.
Because I was drunk, nigga, this shit really bunk as fuck.
Nah, it is. And even you get to a point where you stop doing certain things, you automatically, it ain't gonna say you, people stop associating with you. When you stop doing certain things, it's like, damn, this nigga never wanted to drink. This nigga never wanted to smoke.
Yeah, niggas had trauma bonds. That's really what it was, trauma bonds.
I'm going to go fuck with Cub because I know, hey, you trying to get high, bro. Like, what you doing with Cub? Cub not trying to do nothing. Cub want to work out and shit. Like, nigga, I'm not trying to do that.
Misery loves company.
Misery loves company, for real.
But the reason we even bringing this whole topic up, because now it's the epidemic of this galaxy gas that hit the hood. And this Nas and Whippets and all this shit always been around. But that never was a black thing.
Yeah.
Growing up, I really only really knew the Hispanics to be doing shit like that. Like the balloons and all that type of shit. They was heavy on that.
I'm going to give it to the Caucasians. Caucasians do everything. They do every drug in the book.
No, I know. But I mean, like,
in our community,
the drugs that we knew. It's like, all right, niggas was crackheads for a while. Niggas did weed. and niggas did drink. And then the X pill came with the hyphy movement.
Yeah. That was the last of it. The
you know, that was the most extreme. Every now and then you might hear a weirdo nigga did powder. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you do powder? But we was not known as sucking on balloons and shit like that.
No, not at all.
Now you starting to see these young niggas doing that all over social media. It's like the government threw that shit in the hood. Like, here goes some galaxy gas. Fuck yourselves up some more on some new shit. And niggas got to take control of that shit. Man,
you know what's
in class doing that
now
shit.
You know what's wild about the Nas is that majority of people that do it, you damn near instantly pass out. Like, as soon as they hit it, they be like, then just go out. I'm like, that's crazy.
No, but that's saying, that's what they're doing in the video.
Yeah,
boom, boom, boom. He pass out. They laugh.
You ain't even enjoying it. How you doing something you ain't even enjoying? It ain't even about the feeling no more.
But it's trending. So a lot of kids are going to try it because it's trending. So we need people of influence to speak out about it, because whether people want to recognize it or not, people of influence do make a difference. It's just most of our influence is telling us the wrong shit. Most of the niggas we deem cool telling us the wrong shit. It's starting to shift now, but growing up, niggas might even thought they was telling you some right shit, but they were still telling you the wrong shit. Yeah. So a lot of us grew up doing the wrong shit, thinking it was right.
Yeah, niggas told us a lot of nigga taught me a lot of fraud shit. A lot of shit was good too, but niggas taught a nigga wrong, and a lot of things that I learned at an early age, I wouldn't teach no young nigga right now.
It was a point where if you were a law-abiding citizen, I looked at you like you were living wrong.
Yeah, like, if you had a job, you get up and go to work and just, that's it?
Like, hold on, cuz, you don't do dirt. Like, you not with the business, you not with the bullshit. I'm looking at you like you're
born. Like, your life is born.
You don't do nothing, you don't hit licks, you don't sell nothing. You don't.
You got one wife. You got kids. You take care of your kids. Oh,
you don't shoot guns. You don't do nothing.
You don't hang out.
I'm looking at you like a weirdo. Facts. That's a crazy mindset to have.
See, I didn't really think too much, because it's like everybody I was around, we was on the same shit. We grew up the same way.
No, I'm talking about when you see that though. If you see somebody,
you were the odd man out. If you wasn't on what we was on.
If you wasn't, you were just a civilian to me. Like, I'm thugging. But
see, we say civilian now. We didn't say civilian.
Yeah, that wasn't a word we were saying growing up, nigga. Okay. You wasn't saying.
You weren't saying no fucking civilian.
I didn't say I was. I'm saying I looked at you. I'm speaking in terms now.
How did you look at them niggas?
You was a square nigga.
Exactly.
But something bad. I didn't really judge too much. Like, I didn't care. Like, nigga, you was food, nigga. That's what it was. It wasn't the fact that, nigga, you was green, nigga. It wasn't are you not thugging? If you was thugging, you was still green, nigga. It didn't matter to me, nigga. That's how I looked at you, nigga. If you wasn't with us, nigga, you was
food.
Was it.
But
nigga,
what I'm saying,
if you not thugging with me, nigga, or the niggas I know, if you don't know niggas I know, nigga, we on your helmet, nigga. No matter where you at, we play the types of day.
If you even the ops, you still looked at it like, okay, you still a part of this. So
they thugging, but we still on your helmet.
Not saying we're not on your helmet. I'm saying you're not looking at them like a square, like you a weirdo.
No.
It's like, okay, you from over there, man, fuck them niggas. We on them niggas. But you still in this little thing.
You understand what's going on with the program is.
Exactly. You a part of this world.
A nigga who wasn't a part of it, you look at him like, damn, bro, what is you doing?
Why
like,
are
what,
you, yeah, not,
why
a
you not a part of it? Yeah, why you not included? You black and you not doing
and
this?
And we trying to get you a part of it. Like, you a weird nigga. Like, yeah, come on, man. What the fuck is you doing here? Take this gun, nigga. Go. Lick. It's going to change you.
I ain't going to lie. I wasn't doing all that to niggas. I was like, if you was on it, you was on it. If you wasn't, then you wasn't. Because I feel like that's what fucked up a lot of shit. Like, when I used to look at niggas like, cuz just not with that. Like, I used to look at niggas like that. Like, cuz not on what we on. And I used to just never mind them niggas. In school, even when I went to school, if niggas is doing shit at school, them niggas would get pressed one time or something, and that'd be it. But 9 times out of 10, we know, like, cuz square, nigga, fuck cuz. Like, we not really worried about that. You want the niggas that's on what you on at those times of days, for me. You wanted the niggas that was with the bullshit. That was the way it counted.
You got your rep up like that. Yeah, yeah, we get that. But I get what Viral saying. If you wasn't a part of it, you did low-key look at them niggas like, man, what's wrong with you? Like, something is mentally wrong with you. When really, in reality, they living right. They're doing what they supposed
something
to do.
Something was mentally wrong with us.
So exactly. We didn't know no fucking better.
Nigga didn't think about them niggas in ROTC and all that shit. Like, a nigga wasn't
worried about
them
niggas.
But
we looked at them niggas like, weirdo.
Yeah, they were square.
You were ROTC?
They was, nigga. They was the squares.
First of all, you were black in ROTC? You was the ultimate weirdo.
Facts.
And it was like, okay, dude might have not been with the shit, but he hanging around us a little too much. So now we finna see if you with the shit.
Yeah.
Now we starting to
press. Test your hands, slap box, all
come
that
on,
shit.
You finna be a part of this. And it's like, if you punked out, niggas was on you. Nigga, I remember one time, nigga, the homie, that's on God, nigga. Football team and everything. We cool, boom, chilling lunch table every fucking day. We like, cut, every time we get cracking, this nigga's never around. So we like, nigga, you getting put on, cuz. Like, you know, we had cliques and shit in high school back then. So like our little clique, we like, cuz, you finna be a part of the clique, cuz. Like, tomorrow lunch, nigga, meet us over here. Nigga, lunch came. Cuz was nowhere to be found.
And he hid in the library.
When I say we scouted the entire school, I'm talking about the science building, all five floors, nigga, the office. We found this nigga at the computer enrolling for college. Do you know we was on this nigga for like a week? So when I say our minds was fucked up.
Hey, that sound fucked up, but he...
Bro, he was like this enrolling in college.
Like, I'm about to get the fuck away from these niggas.
When I said we came in there and was like pulling this, get your bitch ass up, nigga. Like,
that nigga held that disorder.
Bro, on God. So we was like, we got over it eventually, but nigga, he was a mark for the next week. I mean, we was clowning this nigga. Yeah. And he's enrolling for college. Yeah. We trying to put the nigga on the click to go do some stupid shit. But in our mind, we was right.
Right.
He was fucking wrong. So that's the mindset.
That be the thing with niggas who don't be associated. Like, the culture be so cool. You get so close to the fire till you in the fire, and that shit ain't cool no more.
Then you like, hold on, cuz. Yeah. Y'all fucking each other.
But girls and shit. But at the same time, it ain't no different from a nigga hanging out with niggas every day. And it's like, cuz, you finna be a part of this. It's not no different. You're not finna be hanging
You
with
gotta niggas. Have the same amount of cold. Even
no,
if even,
you're not finna be hanging with us at lunch tables. You're not finna be hanging around us cause we cool. You're not finna be hanging around us cause we get bitches and you're not a part of this. No, nigga. Fuck is you doing? Now niggas is on you, nigga.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Leech. But if you're not a part of that, stay over there.
Stay over there.
Niggas wasn't really worrying about you. Like, you gotta stay all the way over there. But if you finna be trying to be cool,
you gotta
niggas,
be a part. You gotta be down.
Just be there,
you can't pick and choose when you wanna be a part. Yeah, like, you can't. Yeah, you in it, you in.
I'm saying, what's up to you, nigga? What's up with you? Oh, why you not finna set? Like, whoopty whoop. Now it's that type of shit. But if you're just a super square and you're out the way, we know, like, man, cuz, square, cuz, like, you know, I don't know. I was just different, cuz. Like, I wanted to get on the niggas that was getting on them type of niggas sometimes. Like, you a bully, you fuck with a nigga, go get it on a nigga that's really active in what you want. Stop trying to punk the weirdos at the end of the
day. For sure, niggas was getting on the bullies. Like, if knew, okay, he's deemed as he a mark, he a buster.
You didn't got on cuz already. Like, there's no point in keep getting on.
Yeah, you don't want to overkill the situation. Yeah.
But niggas was looking at them niggas as weirdo.
Nah, you is. Cur, like, cur, nice.
You TC? The fuck? You trying to go to the army, nigga? You trying to go serve your country, bitch?
Serve your country. That's crazy.
Niggas' mind was That's fucked crazy. Up, cur. Mm. I'm glad niggas outgrew that shit, though. Cause,
nah,
I mean, sometimes it do want to come out at certain times. It's always in you, but now it's like an animal you can control now. Like, you can rationalize now. It was at one point, it was no rationalization. It was impulse. It just...
Reaction,
we going. For no reason sometimes.
I just believe sometimes some niggas gonna be who they are for life, but it's just sometimes, do you want more for yourself? And I'll never forget when an older homie told me, he was just like, nigga, if you cared about yourself a little bit, you wouldn't be going through all the shit you're going through. And I didn't think about that. And then I heard that, I was saying shout out to Mozzie, because I was in the pen and I heard that he was that song, I don't care about my life like my mama cared. And that resonated with me like deep. Like, damn, I used to really think like that. And then it made me think about the other homie that told me that. Like, cause I'm just like, let me give myself a chance a little bit. Let me care a little bit. And you see a lot more progress or what you're trying to presume out of your life at the end of the day. Yeah. Yeah, that shit wild. What else we
Hold
on,
the
man?
Dog ate a whole chicken? Where'd she get the chicken from? Where did she get the chicken from?
This nigga talking about chicken and dogs.
If y'all don't cancel this right now.
Oh, my bad, Joe. But yeah, man, just say no. We're going to bring Dare back to the hood. We're going to bring it back. Dare the motherfucking viral way. Just say no. Drugs ain't cool, bro. You know what you get high on? Get high off life.
Facts.
Go to the gym. Get a good, solid workout in. You're going to leave high as a motherfucker. Get you some money. Make a deposit at the bank. You're going to be high as a motherfucker. Get on a flight. Take a trip. You're going to be high as a motherfucker. Get you a bad bitch. Fuck the shit out of her. You're going to be high as a motherfucker.
Tell her homegirl to join in.
Tell her homegirl to join in. You might overdose.
Yeah.
Point is, get high on life, man. The viral world. Bang.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights up, we put you on the shack.